It's estimated that at least half of older Americans do not take their medications as directed. Sometimes a prescription isn't filled because it's unaffordable. That's why Congress passed a Medicare reform law. Next week, people can start signing up for a card that will give them discounts on their drug purchases. But besides cost, there's another problem that's not debated by politicians. Many older people simply don't take their medications as directed, so those people are almost certainly not getting the medicinal benefits, NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Mary Pizzamenti has trouble remembering things. That's the result of a stroke.
When I had the stroke, it hit me in the back of the head. So I don't remember a lot of things.
Visit her cozy apartment with the bright white walls in Ashburn, Virginia, and you see the tricks she uses to jog her memory. The way she keeps her washed breakfast dishes in the sink to remind her that she's already eaten. The yellow Post-it notes on the framed picture of Jesus with the names of the people she wants to remember in her prayers. One of the hardest things to keep track of is when to take her 11 different medications. For that, this 86-year-old woman gets help from the machine in her living room. Standing on a table, it looks like a big coffee pot, except that it talks to her 3 times a day.
Time for your medication.
Oh, you see that red thing? I wanna...
Press button to dispense.
Like now, at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Time for your insulin.
Pizzamenti likes the fact that her machine puts out her medications in a white plastic cup. And what she really likes is that the machine is, well, polite.
Thank you.
Isn't that fantastic? Oh, it is very polite. I wouldn't dare curse in front of it.
Her son Bob Pizzamenti is here today. It used to be that he spent his visits filling his mother's big plastic pill box.
Prior to the machine, we would try to set out Monday through Sunday combinations, and there were AM combinations, PM combinations. At the end of the day, it almost looked like a 7x7 tic-tac-toe sort of contraption. Certain pills were taken every day, certain pills were taken every other day, some pills were taken only in the morning or others only in the evening. It was hard for me to follow it.
Now, a nurse from Sunrise At-Home Assisted Living comes over every couple weeks to fill the machine. And Bob's visits with his mother are spent talking instead of unwrapping pills or checking to see which ones she forgot to take. The machine even calls Bob's telephone number if his mother doesn't remove her pills. Dr. Jerry Avorn is a professor at Harvard Medical School. Researchers like Avorn have a term for the failure to take drugs as directed. They call it noncompliance.
People have begun to describe this as a hidden epidemic or America's other drug problem. In study after study, it turns out that many patients, including the elderly, just don't take medications the way we doctors think that we want them to.
It's particularly a problem with the elderly, who take the most medications, ones shown to prevent hip fractures, strokes, heart attacks, and other dangers. Avorn says the reasons for noncompliance are complex. Cost is the first reason, with the price of some drugs at hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. But another reason is simply confusion. People like Mary Pizzamenti can't keep track of what to take when, or patients do not understand how to take a specific drug. For that, Avorn blames doctors for failing to educate.
If there's only a 8-minute office visit where you're supposed to cram in dealing with diabetes, hypertension, arthritis, depression, insomnia, you may not be able to fulfill that teaching function, and the patient may leave the office with a handful of papers with various prescriptions. But if they don't really get told what this is about and why they should keep doing it, they are not likely to do it the way we expect them to.
Avorn says physicians should routinely ask patients about the medicines they take, the same way doctors check any risk factor.
Just as you measure the blood pressure when the patient comes in, you would also say, gee, it sure looks like we've got you on a lot of different pills. Are you having any trouble taking all of them? And allow the patient to say, yeah, as a matter of fact, doctor, either I frankly can't afford that new pill you gave me for my bones, or those pills you gave me made me sick.
Avorn says technology is something else that can help, like that machine Bob Pizzamenti rented from a home health agency and put in his mother's living room. That made Mary Pizzamenti one of the first people to use this device to help people take their medications the right way.
You're a high-tech pioneer here out in the high-tech...
That's me, boy.
www.mom.
What does that mean? Come on, tell me.
It's too complicated.
See? Okay. Are they taking advantage of their mothers? It's a good thing I love you.
And a good thing that she's taking her many medications at the right time now and getting all the benefits from them. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.